Zvochim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Till now, the Mishnah discussed the different korbonos, where there's a paslos, where there's only a lack of ritzui of kapora, when there's a din of shalai lishmo. The Mishnah was not mefarit, where are the avoidos that carry with it the din of shalai lishmo. So we spoke out in the psicha that the whole din of shalai lishmo can only be in the dalet avoidos, which are the seder, avoidos adam, shchita kabbalah halacha zrika. And now the Mishnah is mefarit a little bit more with some more details. HaPesach ve'achatos sheshchoton shaloi lishmon. Pesach and chatos that have a psul shaloi lishmon, the korban is nifsal legamri. Kibo v'hilach v'zorak shaloi lishmon. It was shechted shaloi lishmon, but then the Kabbalah, the halocha, the zrika was shaloi lishmon. Oy lishmon v'shaloi lishmon. It means the first case, the whole thing was brought shaloi lishmon. The shechita, the Kabbalah, the halacha, the zrika was shaloi lishmon. Lishmon v'shaloi lishmon means that some of it was done lishmon, some of it was done shaloi lishmon. So we have the Mishnah saying, in order to pasul, to create the psul shaloi lishmon, we don't have to have that the whole seder hakrova was done shaloi lishmon. It'll be psul, even if partly it was shaloi lishmon. Or shaloi lishmon v'lishmon. The nafkamina between case 2 and case 3 is which one came first. Maybe a machshava lishma shtel zavek the korban as lishma, and thereafter the machshava shalal lishma doesn't passel. And over here, maybe the shalal lishma doesn't passel because at the end of the day, you saved it with a machshava of lishma. Mishnah speaks out, no, all I found them, the whole thing is passel, partly, all of them have the din of shalal lishma. Ketzad lishma v'shalal lishma, l'shem pesach u'l'shem shlomen. It's Korban Pesach. So he had in mind L'shem Pesach, L'shem something else. L'shaloi L'shmon V'lishmon, L'shem Shlomim, L'shem Pesach. Okay? It's Pashut, the Mefarshim point out that the reason why the Mishnah uses the example of Shaloi L'shmon by Pesach, L'shem Shlomim, why not L'shem Oil, L'shem Oshom, any of the other Korbanos? Because Shlomim and Pesach are not so far away from each other. But Pesach, B'shayim, Oysa, Shonet, Shlomim, like we learned in the last few Mishnah. So I feel like it's called a different Shem Korban, and it passes. And the Mishnah fears, Shazevach nifsal ba'arba dvarim. A korban becomes nifsal with the psul shalai lishma with four chalakim avodas adam. B'shchita, b'kibul, b'hilach, b'zrika. The nekuda over here is that there would be a mokum to say that each one is not a machshava for itself because the whole seder avodas adam exists as one dynamic. It's one. The shchita is not separate from the zrika. The shchita is a machshir for the zrika, and the zrika nemtzach from the shchita. So maybe it has to be l'shaloi l'shma the whole thing, or maybe it has to be l'shma the whole thing in order to be possible. So the kamash malon is that either one. The Mishnah over here brings a tana and the santa shita das yochid, and here it's not so pashut, had a paskin. Reb Shimon machshir Behiluch Shai Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon holds that the psul shalai lishma does not exist in halach, even though shchita kabbalah halach zrika is l'chayre the four steps of avodas adam. Reb Shimon doesn't agree with that. Reb Shimon says not so pashut l'gabi the psul shalai lishma. Why? Shai Reb Shimon Omer yefshe shalai b'shchita v'shalai b'kabbalah shalai b'zrika. A korban needs shchita. Without shchita, a korban is not a korban. Without kabbalah, the dam is not niskadish b'klishoris to become roi lahazol lazrika, to be roi lachilas hamizbeach. The shaloi bezrika, the zrika is the ikim mechapa, the ikim meratza. Aval efshe shaloi behiluch. It's possible to bring a korban without the process of halacha. Shoichet b'tzad mizbeach v'zoirik. It can be shoichet b'tzad hamizbeach v'zoirik. So l'chayru, what Reb Shimon is saying is that halacha is not a necessary part of a korban at all. It's possible to skip halacha. If you could skip halacha to say that it's a natural part of the seder avodas adam, that it has a koyach lifsal b'machshava, dos shaynish. The shaila is how far to take this. The Gemara has one nusach on daf yudalid, with Amiroyim say that l'fi shitas Reb Shimon halacha b'chlal doesn't have a shem avodah. The nafkamina goes beyond machshava paiselas. What about, let's say, a korban where a zor did the halacha? Lav shmei avoida. It's something that's necessary geographically. you have to get the dam from location A, where the behemoth was shechted, over to the Mizbeach. So Bseder, but that's not, since it's not necessary, then Lav Shmo Avoida, and the Zor doing it doesn't pass it. Others tiny, you look at the Gemara, there's Rabba, there's Rabbi Yosef. One sheet in the Gemara is that the Machshova Poiseles, the Machshova has to do with things that are Ma'akiv. And Hoylocha is not Ma'akiv. Masha'en came, Legabe Zor, the fact is that Hoylocha is an Avoida, the fact is that if it was done by a Zor, it's Mechal the Karbon. And that's a pasul. So it's only a machshava pesalas that we compare shaloi lishmo, or let's say pigle. If he made a hoylocho al menas to eat the korban, the wrong time, the wrong place. We'll see exactly how pigle works. But that would also not be a machshava mefageles, but legabe zor would be. Lamaisa, the Mishnah has the first shita over here of the Tanakama, which equates Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zvika. Reb Shimon is Makshe. The Pashut says the Tanakama doesn't hold in the whole thing. So Tanakama certainly holds that a Zor passels Halacha. He certainly holds that Halacha passels a Zriko. I'm sorry, a Halacha is gepassel by a Makshav Shalom Lishma. The question is he maskim to Reb Shimon that Be'etzim one does need Halacha? That means, what happens to Taka? If a korban was shechted on the side of the Mizbeach, would we then say, since geographically it's right here, it doesn't need halacha? Or nein, state in the Tanakama that halacha la Mizbeach is a chelik of the machshir being machshir, the dam. Kabbalah's dam in the klishoris is certainly something you can't do the korban without, because the shechita that comes out of the neck of the behemah after shechita is not royal azrika. What makes the dam into dam kodshim is the Kabbalah Sadam that makes a chalois in the dam that it has a koyach to be mechap and meratza. Does Halacha do the same thing to the dam? Is it necessary to have Halacha Sadam in order for the dam to be roi l'ritzui? The Gemara has a discussion. What about a Halacha shaloi biregel? What happens, the marshal, if the koyin is standing 2 paces away and he hands it over to another koyin? Do you need Halacha with the kohen? Same way the kohen has to stand on the ritzpah sa'azor when he does the shechita. We'll see in the second parak, there are psulim if the kohen is not standing properly on the ritzpah sa'azor. The same is true, the Kabbalah Sadam. The kohen is a kohen that has a koyach to shafa chalois, machshir of avodas hadam, of Kabbalah Sadam, to make the dam into rotzoi when he's standing on the azor. Does the Maisa Halacha that's necessary have to be with the Kohen standing on the Ritzvah Zohar? That's also a Shaila. We'll point out something else. The Gemara has an interesting discussion. Daf Yudalid. It's impossible to walk back to redo a Halacha. I'll explain. Kabbalah Sadam, we'll see him in Hashem, the second Perek. If somebody who's posel, either a Kohen that's possible or a Zor, is mekabel the dam in a carbon, the dam does not become roy, there's no avodas Kabbalah wasn't done, but it doesn't passel the avodah per se, which means that there's a kamus of dam that comes out of the neck of the behemah after shechita. It has to be dam anefesh. So let's say a kois, a klishoris was put there, and the Kohen was, the Zor was mekabel part of the dam. And then somebody chaptis his up, yanks him away, and then a kohen steps in quickly with the klishars, and he's mekabel enough dam b'chtei lezrika. There's no psul. Because the first dam doesn't take away the possibility for the second dam that's in the kohen to be called dam. So it's called b'loshna gemara, shekabolas hadam ha'idei zor enoi Oisa, the other dam, Shirayim. Shirayim is the term that's used for dam which doesn't have a din Kabbalah's dam, because the Kabbalah's dam was already completed. Part of the Kabbalah's dam is as if it fell on the floor. That dam can't be used, Taka, because it was in the skabel, in a klisharis idea, Zor, or any other psul, a balmum, let's say. But Lamaisa, thereafter, there's a proper Kabbalah's dam, idea, Koyin, who's kosher la'avodah, so then you have a Kabbalah's dam. By halacha, it could very well be worse. Why? You have a kli shoros that's full of dam, and the kohen walks, and he's walking, or let's say not a kohen, a zor walks, and a zor walks. It can zayin that the halacha goes into the hekshar adam. That halacha now makes that dam unusable for hekdesh, because that halacha was a chelik, a necessary prerequisite for the zrika al hamizbeach. That dam, you can't walk it back and do it again. That dam already, by definition, was hukrav el hamizbeach ba'if an apostle. So you can't walk back to halacha. The Pashas and the Rambam see Paskins that way. Now there seems to be a third sheet over here. Rebbe Eliezer Oimer. The Gersa that we have in the Mishnah in front of us is Rebbe Eliezer. It's in Tesad. Rebbe Eliezer, Stam Rebbe Eliezer in the Mishnayis, would be before Reb Shimon. Others are my gear, Rebbe Lozor, if it's coming after Sheet of Reb Shimon, it could be Rebbe Lozor, who's Ben Doyer of Reb Shimon, or there's a third Gersa that has over here, this is the Gersa of Rashi and Daft Tezvov, Rebbe Lozor for Reb Shimon. So it's Rebbe Lozor, the son of Reb Shimon, arguing with his father Shita. We'll see Lafi the way with Masbir, what would be the Gersa Amistaberes. Minishvi, let's first read the Shita and then we'll fataych it. What's the Shita? Oimer, Rebbe Lozor, Rebbe Lozor. Hamahalach b'mokim shu tzorech lahalach hamachshava poiselas. If he's doing the halacha b'mokim shu tzorech lahalach, that means he's mekabel the dam, let's say 20 feet from the regular mokum of Shechitas HaKorbanos, was not by the Tzad HaMizbeach. So he was mekabel in the regular place, and then he walks towards what's necessary. He walks towards the Mizbeach, HaMachshav HaPoiselos. U'bemokum she'ein tzorech lahalich, primarily what the Gemara explains is that he walks backwards. Let's say he walked on the wrong side, and when he's walking outward, not v'nikrav al HaMizbeach, like the Pasuk says, which is the Maisa Halacha, the way it's described. But he's walking outward. It's true, he's doing it as a chelik of a halacha to get the dam to Mizbeach, but it's not the halacha of the Nikra. So over there, ein hamachshava poiselas. Now, of course, one could ask, what happens if the dam was niskabel, beklishoris, further away, closer to the mokem ha-Mizbeach, and then he walked it outward, which according to Belezer would not be a hiluch apoiselas. And then he walked it towards, that the Rav speaks out, Avada would be passing. Because right now, if he's standing further away, that's your v'nikar v'alam is back. That's where you have to come closer. So we could say that Belezer is a third cheetah. It's possible. You look at the Rambam. In the end of Perek Yud Gimel Psula Magdoshim, the Mufashim of Mitzayin and Olya Afanorot, it's possible that Rebbe Lozor is not even arguing on the Tanakhama. It's not a third Shita. He's explaining the Tanakhama. Tanakhama holds that Hoylocha Sheyir, that Hoylocha could be done, the Kabbalah could be done, the side of the Mizbeach. But Lamaisa, since the primary place was not next to the Mizbeach, so Hoylocha, he learns up, is a necessary Avodah. Even if not every step, because there's definitely, it doesn't have to be more than one step away from the Mizbeach, but Lamaisa, if it's 30, 40, 50 feet away, so Lamaisa, it does need a Vinikar on the Mizbeach, and that all goes into the Halacha. So you could say that Reb Shimon, that Reb Lozor is just explained by the Kointe Tanakhama also. The Vinikar is only going towards the Mizbeach, not going further away. So it's possible there's three Shittas. If you're goyris that it's Reb Lozor, but Reb Shimon, you're talking, what you're saying is that Avada Tanakhama argues on the whole idea. Tanakhama holds that Halacha is a necessary Avodah. Rebbe Lozor just argues on Reb Shimon, and he's Cholik Bishitas Oviv, and he's adding that Halacha HaNitzreches is an Avodah, but Halacha She'enu Nitzreches is not an Avodah. That's the way you would read it. If you say that it's an independent Shita, so then he's saying a middle ground. It's an avoida hanitzueches, but only where it's a halacha hanitzueches. Perek Beis. Now we're starting another inyan. We spoke out some of the inyanim that we're going to have in this Mishnah, that there are those that are kosher l'avoida, those that are posel l'avoida. So the Mishnah says, kol azvochim, shekibol domon. The Mishnah is going to list off those that are not kosher l'avoida. And the Mishnah assumes that we're familiar with the fact that avoida has to be done with certain basic characteristics. It has to be done by a kohen. It has to be done by a kohen that's not in a state of tumah. And there are other things as well that pasul. We'll see from the mechlal lavat hashemehen. Kol hazvachim shekibul domon, that the dam was niskabel al yidei zor. Zor pasul's davoida. The lashon zor is mechalul davoida. Is a zor just an absence of avoida? Kilu avoida wasn't done, or zor is mechalul avoida? There are nafkaminis in that. But kol hazvachim shekibul domon zor, or an oinen. An oinen is somebody who rachman al tzlon is biyoim ptiras. One of the seven krovim that he has to be mesabel aleihem. This din of Einin is well known that we learn out of Psukim Barichus, Lagabi Misas, Nodav Aviu, the din of Aaron HaKoyin Ubonov. Aaron HaKoyin was able to be Oivid, he wasn't able to eat Kochim, Bonov weren't able to be Oivid, because a Koyin that's an Einin is Posel Avoid, a Koyin Godl is Makrev Baninus. Now, the Einin is what we call in the general terminology of today, an oinin is before kvura, and he has that din where he doesn't have dini avelus, but he has a din that is oisik b'mitzvah, is potem and amitzvah, and he has a din that is potem and kol amitzvahs. The oinin over here refers to not only before the kvura, but even the yom haptira after the kvura. What we call today aninus, rachman al tzlan, if it lasts another day, is certainly only derabbanon. But what we're talking over here is the Yom HaPtira. The Yom HaPtira is the Raisa, the Shaila is the night following the Ptira. Is that also the Rabbanon? Is that the Raisa of the Rabbanon? Vinishvi, an Oinein is possible, because there's a Lakrova. A Tvul Yoim is somebody who was Toval Lutumosoi. He's Tohar, but he still has remnants of Tumah on him until Harav Shemesh that night. You have the very first Mishnah Brachas. Lagabi Achilas Truma, over here also as well, Lagabi Kodshim, he's a apostle, even if he's not Tomei Prapi, he's a apostle Lagabi Akrova. Mukhusa Begodim, is something unique to Kodshim, is that the Shem Kuhuna has to do also with the fact that he's wearing Bidin Kuhuna. Kohen Hedyit Barbo Begodim, Kohen Godel Beshmeide Begodim. The Rav brings down a few extra protim that in the Gemara. A Miyuter Begodim is also apostle. By the way, a Kohen Godel that's not wearing the full Shmoyne Begodim is also a Choser Begodim. He's also a Mechuser Begodim. We don't say, oh, let him at least be a Kohen Hedid. He's not. So there's Mechuser Begodim, there's Miyut Begodim. The Rav brings an Arichus also. The Pasuk says Yilbosh Abzoroi. Anything that's separated from the skin with a Chatzitz is not called wearing. And Mel is also Mechuser Begodim. Mechuser Kippurim. There's a state of Tumah, which again is after Tefillah. But he's still mechayev for certain types of tumah, a korban, a zov, a mitzari, a ledes. So the tahara is there, the mechusve kippurim, legabi achilas truma kochim, and legabi avoida. Shaloi ruchutz yadayim v'raglayim, a prerequisite to the kohen being roi l'shoris on a daily basis, the same way he has to be in big day kuhunasoi, he also has to be a ruchutz yadayim v'raglayim from the ki and the kana. If not, then it's posel avoida. The Rav brings an Arichus, brings the Seder, exactly how he washed his hands and feet. That he was moite, he leaned over, and he put Yodah Yemonis, Agabi Ragli Yemonis, his left hand on his left hand, and Lemaisa B'shoshu Mekadesh, he holds the two of them together. He can't put his hands in, they has to be poured from the kir, water that was in the Skadish. The water that's in the kir is not some container. The water was in the Skadish, it's a chelik of the Chalois, to make him into a royal lavoida. Oral, if he's an oral, even if it's totally not his fault, Lamais is possible lavoida. Tomei, this is a Tomei proper. L'chayv, we said v'chus kippurim, and we said t'vul yoyim l'chayv kal v'chayim er Tomei. Yoyshev, the halacha is that he has to be lamoid l'shoris, somebody who's sitting, b'shas the sitting, he's not royal lavoida. Oimna Gabi Kelim, he has to be standing on Ritzpah Soa Zoro. Standing on Kelim in the Ritzpah Soa Zoro is not the same thing. Al Gabi Behema also, Al Gabi Ragli Chavere also, all these things are Choytzitz. The Rav brings down from the Gemara, Loimi Boy. You'd say maybe only a Kelim. What about Ragli Behema? What about Anna Behema? What about Ragli Adam? Each thing is another level on the Kiddush. That all these things, he's not called Lamed Bashar, Lamed Lashoris. On the Ritzpah Soazor. Kibbal Basmoel, the halacha is possible. The same way there has to be a Kabbalah Saddam, and we just described now that it has to be a Kahuna Dika, a Kabbalah Saddam. The Kibbol B'smol, this L'chor is true on any Avoidu, but over here by Kabbalah Saddam, it means you don't have Dam. And middle of the carbon can't be the Suyatza. The Kabbalah B'smol is possible. Why? Because the Apostle says, V'lo Kachayim Adam Achatos, Be'etz Boi V'nosan. Because whenever the Torah says Yad Ha'etzpe, the Gemara has an Arichus, Yad Ha'etzpe means Yamin. How we learn that from Mitzvah is the only place where it says Mufurish L'gavi Kodshin. V'tov L'akoyin says Boi Ha'imonis. So Mela, we learn out that's true also L'gavi Yad Ha'etzpe V'chlal. And Mela, it's true L'gavi this Pasuk as well. So that's the Pasuk. Kibbol B'smol is Pasul. Reb Shimon Machshir. The pasuk that we just read, Reb Shimon has a different way of dashing. The pasuk says in Parashat Vayikra, "V'lo kakoyim midamu achatos be'etzboi v'nosan." So he learns that the v'nosan has to be, which is the zrika. Zrika is l'gabi how you spritz on the mizbech. We'll learn Mitzvah Hashem. The most korbanos have a zrika sadam of shtayim shein arba chatos specifically need nesino al gaba arba kronos. That being said, when the Torah says, "V'lokach." When the terrorist says, V'loka chayim edam achatos be'etzboi v'nosan, you could read the be'etzboi, which means yamin, we just said, we learn out of Mitzvah, and we could read that on the v'nosan, that the nesina, that means the nesina sadam agabe amazbech, that has to be yamin. But the V'loka chayim edam achatos, that does not have to be yamin. So that's the way he learns. He learns that the v'nosan, which refers to the zrika, has to be be'etzboi, but the V'loka, which means he takes, how do you take the dam? In the Kabbal, the dam in the klishoris, that does not have to be b'yamin. That's shitz of Shimon. We have just to remember that Reb Shimon is the one who's makel legabe givis adinim also in halacha, and here we have a legabe kabbal. Nishpach ala ritzpa v'asofoy posel. This is the famous kochim dik musik called nishpach, which means that the dam, in order to be hukshar, to be zerig agamim dech, to be dam kochim, it has to be niskabo miyad from the mokum hashchita. The dam that comes out, that spilled onto the ritzpo, and then he scooped it up off the ground, vasofoy, posel is posel. We'll learn, Mitzvah Hashem, in the third parak, if the dam was already niskabo, it was already chalne Hashem, dam kochim, then if it spilled out, it was nishbach from the kli, then he could gather. The point over here is that it needs a kabbalah, straight from the neck of the behemoth into the klisharis. Nisone al gabe akeves shaloi keneged ayisoid. Here we're talking about now that he put the zrika, is what's called beloshen kochim, zrika shaloi bim koimoi. The aloch of zrika shaloi bim koimoi, where is the mokum, by the way? By most korbonis, the zrika sadam shtayim shein arba was on the lower part of the mizbeach, where there was the yisoid. Masha'enkin, a korban chatos had to be on the upper chelik of the behemoth, on the upper chelik of the mizbeach. That's by a behemoth, by a korban oif was fakert. We'll learn those halachas later on. The klal over here is a klal that if dam was put on the mizbeach, but it was put shaloi bim koimoi. Where? On the kevesh. It's not the mokum for any korban. Shaloi keneged ayisoid. We said that the Zrika Saddam of Shtayin Shein Arba were put on the Mokoim of the Yisoid, but they were put on the lower part of the Mizbech where there was the Yisoid. The Yisoid did not go all the way around. We'll see later on in Yetzer Hashem that it went only partly around. That's why there was a Kepedah on which corners to put on. You had to put a Shtayin Shein Arba. It has to go on the Yisoid of all four sides. But if the Dam was Nizrak, it's called Zrika Shaloi Bim Koimoi. In the last case, where he put in the right place, but not the right place for that korban. V'sanitonu lemalon lematon, v'sanitonu bifnim bachutz, v'sanitonu bachutz bifnim. He put the dam on the mizbeach, but not in the right place of that for that korban. Korban chatos, the Zrika Saddam is lemalo, and he put it lemato. An oilo, shlomim, etc. The zrika sadam, the nesina sadam, is lamato, and he put it lamalo. Or there's two mizbechos. He put dam on the mizbe on a korban that was supposed to go on the mizbech, pinim, bachutz, And on a korban that was supposed to be put the dam b'chutz, he put it b'fnim. The halacha is on all of these cases, posel ve'en b'koros. What psul are we talking about? What's the ein b'koros? So the way it's understood over here is as follows. The halacha of zrika shalabim koimoy, the zrika was taka shalabim koimoy, but the posuk is megala, that there's a bazundra din that dam shehigil amizbech is miskaper. What it sounds like is that even though the zvika shalabim kaima should be a good zvika, but there's a psnocha din that's miskadish of a bidieved dikke zvika. What does it work for? What does it not work for? It works for the ritzu in the kapor, yotzi dechevosre. However, posel in the sense that since there was no achilas amizbech, that is the in the dam, there's the chelek which speaks to the ritzu and the kapara, which we've been talking about, like Abishalel Lishma. That's the point where kvayotzi dechavos and the kapara is affected. There's also the fact that when dam goes on the mizbeach, the nesinas dam agabe mizbeach is the first step in being machshir the achilas hamizbeach, which hektos chalom emun by most carbonus and by a carbon oil, the entirety of the carbon, as well as the achilas odom, either the bailim or the kan, whoever's eating whichever part, all that is chal al yedei the matir of the zrika agav mizbeach. That means that the zrika agav mizbeach not only finishes off the kapora, but it's also the first part of the achilas mizbeach, which then creates the matir, which then puts into place a heter on the achilos. That din of the dam being the matter on achilos is not true by zvika shalev b'mkaimah. Clever, that's not a zvika. The Torah says the zvika has to be b'mkaimah, the zvika has to be b'mkaimah, period. Legabe ritzui, the Torah was megala and nu din, v'anina sat lochem, dam alam ezbech is mechaper. But it's not part of the regular maisa zvika's dam, therefore it does not create achilos. And that's why the Loshon of the Mishnah is posel. It's completely posel legabe one aspect of the carbon. En bekoris means that achilas basar does not come from a carbon which is posel mamish. In this way, it's different than pigle, whereby pigle, if a machshova, means that the zrikas adam does not work, so then the basar becomes pigle, and the schavi krisus on achilas basar. That you don't have over here. One point. The Lashon over here by Yisrika Shalai B'mkoyme Apostle Ba'im Ba'koris is also Lafuke, what we're going to have in Mirz Hashem now in Mishnah Beis, which introduces a machshova of Yisrika Shalai B'mkoyme. And over there, it could be worse. The fallout could be taken that the Basor would be Apostle V'yesh Ba'koris. So it's coming Lafuke that. When we say over here that all I find of Yisrika Shalai B'mkoyme, not only when it's a Yisrika, Agabe lamala lamata lamata lamala, but shalei keneged hayisoid. It's also agabe kevish, and it's even the wrong mizbech b'fnim b'chutz b'fnim is not muskem lekuli alma. Look in the Gemara, there are days that hold that if it's a different mizbech, that's called bechlal not zvika. We don't say zvika shalei b'mkayma b'chia gavna, and also when it's agabe kevish, also it's not poshut that that's bechlal zvika shalei b'mkayma. It could be it's not zvika at all.